I'm Peggy Sellers, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your daily life. Throughout the books of 1 and 2 Kings, we read about the kings that followed after David, each one compared to the standard set by David, according to what was in their hearts. Solomon began his reign with a wise and discerning heart, but allowed his heart to be turned away. After Solomon, his son Rehoboam was made king, but he failed to have a wise heart and acted foolishly, which caused the kingdom to be divided. God took away most of the tribes of Israel and gave them to be ruled by Jeroboam. Yet, Jeroboam's heart was not devoted to God either. He chose to set up golden calves in Bethel and Dan, not wanting the people to go to Jerusalem to worship, thinking that their hearts would be set against him if they did. God condemned Jeroboam, saying in 1 Kings 14:8, "You have not been like my servant David, who kept my commandments and who followed me with all his heart, to do only that which was right in my sight." Through the years following this, we see some kings who were devoted to God and some who were not. Abijam's heart was not wholly devoted to the Lord his God like the heart of his father David, but his son Asa did what was right in the sight of the Lord. It is not until we come to the young king Josiah that we find a king even coming close to the standard set by David. Josiah had a heart that was tender. He humbled himself before the Lord, committed himself to walk after the Lord, and to keep the covenant with the Lord. 2 Kings 23:25 says, "And before him there was no king who turned to the Lord with all his heart and with all his soul and with all his might, according to all the law of Moses, nor did any arise after him." Josiah seems to reach and maybe even surpass the standard set by David, a man who had a heart after God. Will we let our hearts be tender like Josiah? Or will we harden our hearts like the many other kings? Do we have whole hearts? Or have we allowed the evil to creep back in? The lesson I hear from this book, from our shepherd, is this: be careful with your heart. Careful to walk with the Lord and keep your heart united with his heart, whole and complete and ready to do what is right in his eyes, which he makes us to know in his word. Father in heaven, Lord of heaven above and earth below, there is none like you. Let my heart be joined with you and with others that also seek your heart. Keep us from despair, from temptations, and from all evil. Help us to be careful to keep our hearts tender and right, always inclined towards you. We ask this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The Daily Thread is a podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.